Gemara in Shabbos that Vav Mer Aleph says Talik Shuyas LeShabbos. Sayochid Sarabim Karmelus Mechanical. The definition of Rosh Hasharabim, we will sugi massive sugi beginning in Davov. It's either a mokom where Rabim actually go. It's a mokom or accessible to Rabim. They don't have, whether they actually have to go there or not is something that comes up and up and up. Shitas and Rambam in the boroughs in Ya'orim, when Rambam defines the Shitas and Rambam, Aram Perik of Dalit, he says, Ezo Rishus Arabim, Midboros, Viyaorim, Ushvakim, Drochim, Hafuloshim, Lehem. Now the Gemara says, Stratyu Platyu. Platyu is a mokum kibbutz l'rabim, where people assemble. Stratyu is a derech, where people go. It's kibbutz rabim, where he lives rabim. Then the Gemara talks about Midboros. The Gemara says, Kam, Bisman, Shisrael, Bamidbo, Kam, Shon, Aimbamid. So, one group of Rishonim says there that when Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, so they're actually Rabbim in the Midbar. Of course, Rabbim nowadays, Rabbim, you don't have Rabbim in the Midbar. The Rambam says just the opposite. Because of Berg Yudalit Aloch Aleph, so the Kesef Mishnah brings the name of Rabbi Avram ben Osho Rabbeinu. Zman shisrael chon b'midbo v'hoyu machnosem sudurim bo v'ilgabon kamo biko. A field, let's say you have a wheat field. That's not a, even Rabbim aren't going to go there because they're going to trample on the wheat and they're going to ruin the wheat. So even technically someone can go there, but it's not a place that people would go, or it's not accessible to Rabbim. And when Klai Yisrael in the midbar, so the area of their machne, everyone had his own place, and therefore people weren't gone. It was not to the rabbi. When was man azesh and Yisrael darim, nowadays Klal Yisrael aren't there. Ela kol min shigir tzaholich, anyone who wants can do that. Tov rishus rabbi. So the midbar is rishus, it's accessible to everyone. People, anyone who wants to go there can go there. And okay, so
that's one of the opposite.
So the question is, and you will see that this is going to make major nafkaminas lalocha as well, whether you actually need rabbim or just accessible to rabbim. That's a definition of shis rabbim, and what rabbim means is it shishiribo, is it just general public? All those are sugyas beginning and end of. Shisayochid is a basic machlokas in the Rambam, the Rimigash, the Cholapochos on one side, and all of the Rishonim, with maybe the exception of Rashi on the other side. According to all Rishonim, Gimel Mechitzes of the Rice. Three Mechitzes. Why? Because you are Ma'akiv, regular Rabbim. You cannot have through traffic. Wherever anything you that prevents the rabbim from going through, and we'll see there are two aspects of Rosh Hashanah. One is the hekif, that it's surrounded, and the other is to be monea regular rabbim. So three mechitzas and monea regular rabbim. The Rambam, and the Migash, the opinion, four mechitzas at once. I showed Shimon the other day. Rash Baritva, Erev and Daftesim and Aleph. Have a say in Shitas Rashi that if it's Gimel Machitz and it's Pesuch to a Carmelis, it's a Rishus HaYochid. And if it's Pesuch to Rishus HaRabim, you need four Machitzes. Okay, that's. Okay. Now, but. Here's the but. when we, the Rambam says you need four mechitzas d'oraisa, it's enough if I have three and a mashah. Rambam Perek Yudalid, Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. Medina Mukefetz Chomash, Rosan is Hos Belay Mavos, Yeshlam Shloshuk, Solium Velechi Baruach Revius. It's a din d'oraisa. And the Rambam says that Hazorik Ben Hochayim, that let's say I have three mechitzas and a mechitzas mashu, standing up Shus Rabban, I throw in there, I am Chayiv Min HaTorah. That is, so it's three mechitzas mashu. Why? So the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin, Hilcha Shabbos, says, Hechoshev also calls a lechi kibu husasan ruach revius. We view it as we just on Shabbos we automatically go asik mechitza garasa mechitza. That mechitza's marshu we pull across and we view it as a stima gemura to the ruach revius. Halacha base. It's kibu sasam. It's so same the ruach revius. Now, calls the Din Torah. There's a whole. Now, there is.
Any place, any area which is surrounded by three walls, it's enough to put a mashu?
Yeah.
Or is that specific to.
Doraisa?
Doraisa.
Three mashu. That's it.
If you have a big city.
What?
Like around the city, three walls.
Three walls, mashu. That's it. No. Oh, that is Shittus and Rambam. Now, in addition, there's a halach of Pasi Biros, where if I have four corners, that becomes a Rishus Hayoch. That's a Din D'Raisa, the Rambam Paskin, Sazorech, Lebein HaPasim, Ischayef. The Rambam says, why hold the Riburo, Ribuo, Nira, Vinikar? You are set this off by four corners. The ribua is nearer v'nikya. And ayidei, but I'm just, and each corner has a chefza of a mechitza. So ribua nearer v'nikya, ayidei a chefza shal mechitza. That is, now we get into all the drabonis.
Does ownership have anything to do with?
What?
Personal, the ownership.
Nothing to do. Nothing to do. In terms of accessibility, we'll see. That is a major issue when the Ramban, he talks about Shishin Ribo, says if there is a sheet of Shishin Ribo that's only inside a city, but intercity traffic, there is not, there's no limitation of Shishin Ribo. And he explains why. He says, a city belongs to the city. Now, that, as the Avnei Nezer points out, that may not necessarily apply today. A city belongs to a city, and that means 600,000 people, and let's say there's a city of 100,000 people. A city of 100,000 people, they can say, we don't want anyone coming in. So therefore, they can limit themselves to the 100,000. Hashem came between two cities, it's open to the whole world. So in that sense, according to that Ramban, you have to have it accessible to Shishin Ribo, and a city less than, and a city that which he is assuming belongs to the residents, they have a right to limit it only to themselves. So therefore, the ownership of the streets of the city become relevant. That's if, but that's why the Avnei Nezer points out nowadays that cities do not belong to the people of the city; they belong maybe to a national government. So therefore, could be the streets of a city you don't look at 600,000 people in the city. Look at the entire population who's allowed to limit themselves, i.e., let's say you have a country may have millions of people, And they're in charge of the roads, even within the city, they do that limitation. That's something the Avnei Nesa points out. But that is one case I can think of in terms of ownership. But essentially, that does not apply to ownership. In the Drabonis now, we'll get into ownership.
Let's say like a front lawn.
A front lawn is a karmelis.
Because it's owned by private
property. It has nothing to do with it because people don't know. So it's not a place that people are going to go on. I would be mocked. But when we saw the tshuva of Rabban and Rambam, when he explains why a planted field cannot be a shus of Rabban, it's because people aren't going to go there. But let's say my front lawn is a place that people cross, walk across as a shortcut, and that's the way people go. So there can be a shus of Rabban too.
Telling the Darif,
yeah. That
place. Really?
Yeah.
If you put up a pesiv in rose, on the four, in the four corners of a city,
would
that
how big? Wait, okay, that's sugya in the second paragraph. How big it goes? You know, I can go make posse bros of 1,000, be marketing the entire United States of America. Okay, how big? How wide? That's sugya chokes. Okay, we get it. No, now. There is a takana of Shlomo HaMelech. Now, exactly what this takana of Shlomo HaMelech is a machloka, is a massive machloka as we've shown him. We'll get into that. That is, where it says Shlomo HaMelech made a takana of Erevin. Shlomo HaMelech made a takana of Erevin. So there are two aspects to Erevin. First is a din of Erev Chatzeros. Let's see how the Rambam is marked here. Perk Aleph Hilchos Erev. Chotzer Sheyesh Bo Shcheinim Harbe. Let's say you have at times a chazal, what they did, how houses look. Everyone had his own private house. It surrounded a chotzer, which they shared jointly, and surrounding that chotzer was a wall. Kolech member bias the Atzmo. Din Torah Hu Sheyu Kulam Mutorim Betalta B'Kolech Chotzer Mubatim Chotzer Mechotzer Labatim. Now, what they had is you had a street. Off the street, you had, let's say, a movu sosum. Let's say it's a dead end street. And feeding into this movu were chatzeros, and feeding into the chatzeros would be a bat. You just think in terms of garden apartments. Let's say you have a garden apartment, and off the street you have, let's say, an apartment house here, apartment house here, an apartment house there. So the houses empty into the corridors, into the hallways. So the hallways have a din of a chatzah. Bat can go into a chatzah. Each apartment goes into the central area in front, and that has a din of a mavoi, and that enters out and spills out into the street. But everything is Rishus HaYochid, because the definition of Rishus HaYochid is it has to be surrounded by mechitzas. As long as it's surrounded by mechitzas, I don't care how many people are involved in it. So that means, let's say, you live in an apartment house. And each one has his own private apartment. But the hallways are joint. So you cannot take from your apartment into the hallway area because it's cholik b'diyur. So what do you have to do? You have to make an erev chatzeros. What an erev chatzeros is, let's assume for the moment, we're doing everything very simple-minded in the beginning until we have to unsimple-mind it. The definition of a unit is people who eat together. So the definition of a unit is people who eat together. So everyone in one house, they eat together. In another house, they eat together. And so you ma'ariv everyone in some food jointly. So everyone, it becomes one unit rather than split up the units. That's the din of Eir Chatzeros. There's another din. That's the Rambam Perek Yud Zayin Hilchos Shabbos. He says like this. But Gimel Mechitzas is Nisa Tiltolin. And what do? You put up a Lechi and Kola. Now, but what is this Lechi and Kola? So the Rambam says, V'techoshev also Kola, also Lechi, Gusosam, Ruach, Revius, Sestim, V'yase, Rishus Hayochit, Yemutel, Talta, Bakulo. Now, exactly how this works, if Rambam right, that it works because that's it. Where is it? Rambam. Okay. Now, the Gemara had. Now, let's just. Let's here go. Ram writes to Steve. Now we run into trying to understand how this works. So, if you take a look at the Mishnah here. Movui Shehu Gavoa. Lamala Miyasimam or Limay. So Rashi says, "Shnichos hakorah." What is a korah? You have sides to the mavui, and you take a board, and you put a board across the top. You might shnichos hakorah. L'mal ameyasimama v'korah zulahati l'talto l'tocho. It is matir to. Is questions is l'tocho or b'tocho? But the midrashi itza hotzos v'shus harabim b'shabbos. Mahi Rishus Harabim, says Rashi, Sratio Platio Gedola Kiryamor, the Perikitsiyas of Shabbos, Shedomel de Glemidbo, the family of the Shabbos in Mishkan Gamid, Agola Shalavim Barocha, Tazayan Amo, Azikam Mazor, Kilkawa Rishus Haram, Botsumi, Tazayan Amo, Rochov, Mufulish Rishnash, Rosh, Movui Kotsuhu, and Rochov Tazayan Amo, Vinami Rochov, who ain't a foolish. El Rosh Echod Pasuch Rishus Harabim Rosh Echod Salsam. Having a foolish, having a mystery, because we came in Big Mark. The cave in the lab of Rishus Harabim, who shorted to the Bem in our Torah, Lishum Tikkun. The Rabbon Gozal and Rishum the Otsi the Chufi Rishus Harabim, Shayusu Betakant Alech Yokor Lehevi Hekeira. Now here it says Heke, bad news. Because one of the major topics that we're going to go into is Rivega asks Bat Nura quotes this, and Rivega Mishnah says, wait a second, problem with Bat Nura, problem with Rashi. We pass Galechi Mishum Mechitza and Kori Mishum Heke. He says it's a Heke. Okay, the answer is, as we'll see, the world isn't so simple. Either Heke or Mechitza. Even though Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, it also needs a Heker. And that is a major, major issue. And Korah is Mishum Heker, but it's also Mishum Mechitza. And how these two things work together is the topic of through the Gemara days. Now, the fact that Lechi needs a heker, if you take a look in the Magen Mishnah, Perek Yudalin, Perek Zion, Lechi Yudalin, he says like this, Kami Yeh Pesach Hamov Yeh Dail HaShir B'Lechi Okol. I'm going to point out a lot of different things here, and you're going to be using them. There's a din Pesach Hamovi, din Dofen Hamovi. The Rambam says that the Ma'esrim and Yud are not dinim in the Korah, they're dinim in the Pesach Hamovi. Govo and Pochus Me'asar Tfochim, Lo Yesar Lesrim Am, Rochbo Ad Esram. Now, so there's a problem here. If you read the Rambam and take him absolutely literally, you would say that not only a Korah cannot be higher than Esrim, a Lechi cannot be higher than Esrim. Rashi says, Movu Shogvol Amalam Esrim is only talking about Korah. But the Magen Mishnah comes up with, it says, Kami Yeh Pesach HaMovu, Dai. Da. Shamovish Shir Belechi and Govin Yesal Kama Poso. Share Alechi Samoch Lakarka. Says, no. It says, Chof will see as a Shir and Heker. But if the Kov is too high, you're not going to notice it. But if the Kov is not too high, so you will notice it. So says the Magen Mishneh, but a Lechi, you require it to come down to the ground. Require a Lechi to come down to the ground, so there's always a heker, you see? So, Magen Mishneh is telling us a Gevaldig Chesh. And that, even though Lechi Duraisa, just needed Mechitza's culture, Drabonin is a din heker. Those of you who recently learned Shabbos know. Here's a halach. Let's say it's a Gvaran Azorik. You have a Omud Dalet al Dalet that at the very bottom slants down. Now, in general, we say that good Asik Mechitz, we don't say good Achis Mechitz. Really, we do say good Achis. The reason we don't say good after is mechitza. It's a mechitza shehagdiyim bokim bo. The fact that things can get underneath is mevatel l'shem mechitza. That we'll see later alamayim if it's over water. So you do say good after is mechitza. The Gemara says, but if you have it dalet al dalet and then it just sort of slants slightly to a gimel al gimel, so each side you're just pulling in a half a tefach. So that's also mechitza shein hagdiyim bokim bo. So therefore, you would say good achas and bring everything down. Okay. Because of that, let's say I have a lechi, just a thin board, and I will put it up against a wall. Let's say this is a wall, and I put a hair of thin board up against it. Really, it doesn't have to hit the ground. Why not? Because good achis brings it all the way down. And the fact that it stacks out a quarter of a tefach doesn't bother me. So really, a lechi, the whole lechi could be 30 amos up, where the good achis will bring it down and so it's good as a device, mechitz is not kol, so it's there. But, says the Magen Mishnah, there's a separate din in Lechi that Lechi needs a heck. And therefore the din is that you have to bring it all the way down to the ground. And there is Tosus on your Dalet, on Daf Yud. That's too confusing. So, according to the Magen Mishnah, every lechi needs a heker. Where does this express itself in terms of halacha l'maaseh? Every lechi has to come down to the ground. It's because of that, It's nicker. It can go all the way up to the ground in the air. The Beis Meir, Bir Malacha quotes the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says, no, a lefi that goes more than 20 amas up is possible. Kepashtus of Lashon of the Rambam. In fact, Bir Malacha quotes it. And he brings all the dais on it. He quotes it as a possibility. Because he said, once something so big is not nicker. Why not? Take a look in the Beis Meir on that. But the fact that Rashi says Hekir also for Lechi, Magen Mishnah preceded him on that. Okay, in Mayit. Now, this Rashi does not bring in the Takon of Shlomo HaMelech. You take a look in Reb Nissen going here on the side. Movi Durabona Tony Takant, Perikos and Pazam, or Reb Yehuda, or Reb Shmuel. Shosh tikin shlomo air yadan yos a basko va armelo v'neim chacham lebecho. It's also different than what the Rambam says, because according to we have a halacha that you can only be mati a mavli with lechi v'kovah if you have bottom pesukim to chatzeros and chatzeros pesukim lebottom lebad. Says the Nisan Gaon that if I want to be Matir or Mavli or a Chot or Mavli, it's not two separate things. That first I have to turn to Rishus HaYochad Gomer, where I take care of the Machitzas. Then I make an Erev. No. It's all part of one Matir. And we'll see the Rashi happens to say this explicitly in the Chof that in order the idea of a Erev Chatzeres, that this area belongs and is used by all the Anshei Amovli. That means two things. We're Ma'ar of the people inside and we keep the people from outside out. And it's a joint head to keeping people out and knowing that our property goes to a certain point and together with the Erev. That's where Rabbi Nissen Gaon, and we'll see Kama Rishonim are of this opinion. Rashi and Daf Chof, Tosis and Daf Yud Beis interprets Rashi this way. Well, this is all part of what we shall see. But the way Rashi at this point says it, the Rambam certainly says it, the Takon of Shlomo Melech Ver Chatzeres is one thing, and Mechitzas is something else. Baruch of Meyas Ramas Himay. So Rashi tells us very interesting things here. Dezehu Shir Rochav Stam Psochim. Tvei Meochi Lo Mikri Pesach. El appears. Rana Beinim Pesach. Circle notes, Conan. Okay, it's in a Pesach Hamovim. We're matir a Pesach Hamovim. I showed you the Rambam Perikud Zayin Halacha Yud Dal. This is the Pesach Hamovim. You matir the Pesach, but you have to begin with the Pesach. But it's more than you to become a Pesach. Does you create the Pesach? Was matir the Pesach? How it works? That we'll see. But you have to understand there is a din Pesach Hamovim. Now,
it has to have a
Din Pesach. The Rambam says that the Din. Now, the Gemara here has it on Daf Gimel. I don't know how far you guys have gotten, but at the bottom says the Gemara begins. Wait, before the Gemara begins, what happens? Part of the Korah is underneath Chof, part is over Chof. Rav Amar Zev Zek Koshech. The last line in Gimel Amud Aleph. Halal Sukkot Man, Halal Mavi. The Rambam says, what does that mean? He says, the Shir Chof is for the Pesach. More than that, it's not a Pesach. Now, even though the Rambam himself said that Chof is a Shir in Heker. And it's a Gemara about a Maltara. What is a Maltara of Gimel Amud Aleph? Let's say I have a Korah 25 amas high. but I have flashing green, blue, yellow lights all over it. That's going to call attention to it. In a Malta, or Chazal didn't have flashing lights, so they had designs that attract people's attention. So then it's good because I need a heker. But let's say I didn't have a Kohar there, I just had flashing lights, and I had big signs and a blazing loudspeaker, do not go past this point, and everything. It doesn't work. It's a Kohar. The Rambam has two things. I need, it has to be Yored V'Sosein, on the one hand, and number two, it has to be Nikkur. It's a Pesach that's Nikkur, that it's a Pesach. In order to have a Pesach, it has to have something on top, but there's a Heke Mechitza, which is necessary to be Yored V'Sosein. Now that is the, how, I need a bunch of things together. There has to be a din mechitza. If I had just, let's say, something that did not have the requisite shear, we'll see that in a second, then it's not a kohar. I need a kohar. If I did not have just a pipe, a round pipe, and I didn't have a side, it wouldn't be good. I have to be able to say there's a mechitza there that's Yored V'Sosein. So I have to have two things. I have to have a mechitza that's Yored V'Sosein, and it has to be Nikkur. I have to have two things. And so it's a mechitza hanikeres, it's a korah nikeres. That is the Shittas and Rambam. Against that, you have a Shittas Horizon. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Zayin, it's a Pesach, it's a good Achus Mechitzta, it's a Heker, it's a bunch of things that have to be put together. You have to figure out how to put it together. I'm giving outlines for people to think. I can hand out everything I've written up, but then there's no point to that. You have to let it think. Rambam says, in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, Bakol Osel Chayayim, to make a lechem of those shares for avuzer hano avorazor atzmo asheira shotzo lechi kosher shalechi ov yo kosher go va lechem pocht me atzor tfoch. Okay, but in asheira a kora you cannot make from an asheira. Why? Because a kora has a share of a tefach and susim echteshura. Okay. What do we get from this? So if you take a look in the Ravid, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, the Ravid says like this. It gives a marshal. You have two chatzeros, each one makes a separate Erev chatzeros. And they can't make a joint Erev chatzeros. But if you have let's say you have this wall separating the two chatzeros. You have a ladder going up here and a ladder going up there. So there's, even though you didn't mechitzas, they're separate, but now they're going to be able to easily go back and forth. So functionally, they're one. So you can make one eighth. So Rabbi asked Akasha, what would be if that ladder was from Asherah? Would you say Ksusa Mechtashiru or not? He says, no. No Ksusa Mechtashiru. Why? When something is a din in shear, it's Ksusa Mechtashiru. But if something is that I have to have accessibility, with a ladder going up here and a ladder going, it's accessible, you can go up. So too the Ravid says. If the whole purpose of Korah is a heker, you see it, it's there. Who cares if there's a shear? But it's a heker, you see it. He says. So what do you see from the Rifle? According to the Rambam, no. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Lamed Hey, if you take a look in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Lamed Hey, it's Yored V'Sosein, the side of the Korah is Yored V'Sosein. It's a Din Mechitz. and you need it. You need it a mechitza with the width of a tefach. You also need a heker, but it's not that the entire thing is a heker. What is the Raya telling us? No, the entire thing is a heker. If the high thing is a Ketusa Mechtashir doesn't mean the thing in Metzias doesn't exist. The thing in Metzias does exist. Okay, now, so, but all of the Rishonim will say, oh, disagree with the Rav. It said, no. It's a Heker, it's a Mechitza, it's a Gorachis, it's a Pitikra, whatever. That is the subject. Now, the Gemara begins on an assumption. Gemara begins an assumption. What's the difference between sukkah? Okay. Sukkah lamala mechof is no good. Why? So one man dorma says the man yedu d'orasechem, you have to be able to see it. Other people don't agree with that. But nechanike lamala mechof is no good. Why? Because there's no betzimini, so you can't see. So everyone agrees with the idea that lamala mechof is not. Well, see, the question is that the reason for each specific halach. So the Gemara begins with a general mahalach of maybe chof is a din in Pesach, and nothing to do with anything else. Then the Gemara here in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph concludes, no, it's from a maltera. We see a maltera is this highly visible thing of mahalach. She's not a din in Pesach. But you have to go through the Gemara very, very carefully. Leave aside all the other things besides Erev and just see what the Gemara concludes. Chofes din and Pesach. The Gemara concludes here halal mavoi, and the Rambam says it is a din and Pesach. But see exactly carefully what the other Rishonim agree. Number one, and how the Rambam deals with the Gemara. Right, That is something you have to be very delicate in the shock of a time. Now, Svatsemis raises the following problem. And so the Chof Beis. Korah is a share of a tefach width. Let's say you have a Korah. So, Gemara says, let's say you have a Korah, mitzvahs lamata, mitzvahs lamala. And Gemara says, I don't care, halam of it tonight. What will be, says the Sassemis, if the tefach is lamala mechof, and it comes down like a V underneath, would that be good or that will not be good? Take a look there in Sassemis and Sukkah Daf Chaf Beis. Think about the problem. That problem is a very good problem just to crystallize your thinking on the topic. Sassemis and Sukkah Daf Chaf Beis. That is the general introduction. In order for efficiency of time, so that we can merge the two groups, there is a lot of side in Yonim. So just focus on the Erevin and Yonim. And when you get here to Gimel Amud Beis, skip to Dalet Amud Beis. And because all these are very side and yonim, nothing to do with the Erev, and that'll help you catch up. I think it's where if the two groups merge, you have a more solid, substantial group. Okay, so that's my general introduction for today. And when you finish the sugya down to Amaltera, and when it's finished sugya down to Gimel Amud Aleph, then I'll go back and I'll review the entire thing together. Seder Abosah.
So, the Rashi Taka, that the way the Rashi's like that, yes.
What?
The Rashi Taka, when it's Pesuach,
there's just a Ram, it's a Kamal. Well, the Sira to that, very good. Everyone has that kasha against the Rashi and the Ritz.
It's moving away. It's moving the rice. We know how to go left.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. But you saw the Rashi and the Ritz from the test.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. So is that even bigger than a pesach?
Sure. Yeah. Close your eyes for that.
And when the Rambam talks about Medina being Mukha Koma with Tvas and
Nolos. The Nolos, that's Sunil Akhov. Why? How? Wait. There, I'm in Vatul of Shemesh, it's a Rambam. It's a whole different thing. A whole different thing. I'm beginning with the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, that has to be Mukha. It's not, normally I have Gimel Mechitzis. So I don't have Rosh Hashanah. But there, I'm beginning with Rosh Hashanah, I have to know about Rosh Hashanah.
Even though that takes
yeah. It's not. Give me time to build.